This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government decides to table bill made to amend Human Trafficking and Transportation Control Act in Parliament and form high-level task force to implement recommendation of a study report on merging, abolishing or transferring different structures of same nature. WHO and UNICEF hand over first shipment of childhood cancer medicines to the government under Global Platform Initiative. International Mother Language Day being marked today. And US officials demand Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky return to talks over critical minerals deal. Now, the news in detail. The Council of Ministers has decided to table the bill made to amend the Human Trafficking and Transportation Control Act 2064 in the Federal Parliament. Minister for Communications and Information Technology and spokesperson of the Government of Nepal, Prithivi Subba Gurung, at a news conference organized at the ministry, informed a meeting of the Council of Ministers held on February 18 decided to this effect. The cabinet meeting has formed a high-level task force under the leadership of a secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers to implement the recommendations of the Public Expenditure Review Commission 2075, High-Level Economic Reforms Recommendations Commission 2081, and Study Report on Merger, Liquidation and Handover of Institutions of the Government 2081. Similarly, the cabinet meeting also approved the MOU on an exchange of assistance in the area of tourism between the Government of Nepal and Government of Oman. Furthermore, the cabinet meeting has also decided to publish the public holidays for the year 2082 Bikram Samvat in the Nepal Gazette. The first shipment of medicines for pediatric cancer was handed to the government amidst a program at the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday. A delegation comprising the representatives of the World Health Organization, WHO Nepal and UNICEF Nepal Country Office handed the medicines to Minister for Health and Population, Pradeep Paudel. These medicines were received under the Global Platform for Access to Childhood Cancer Medicines, an initiative launched jointly by WHO and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The received medicines will be distributed to Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital, Kanti Children's Hospital, Patan Academy of Health Sciences and Bharatpur Cancer Hospital. The shipment is expected to be sufficient for Nepal for a year. 7,872 students have graduated in the 20th convocation ceremony of Pokhara University. University Chancellor and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli awarded the degrees to the graduates at a special program organized at the university's central office located at Dhungipatan of Pokhara Metropolis in Kaski. Students completing bachelor's level, master's level and PhD level studies from the university's various campuses were awarded the degrees. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged university graduates to work sincerely for the development and prosperity of the country. Addressing the 20th convocation ceremony yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said one should sincerely use the knowledge gained in positive and constructive works for the benefit of society. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has said a dedicated act regarding the renewable energy and energy sufficiency is the priority of the government. He made the remark during his address to a program to exchange learnings and experience regarding the implementation of Nepal Renewable Energy Program, the joint initiative of the Alternative Energy Promotion Centre and the UK government in Kathmandu yesterday. Furthermore, the UK ambassador to Nepal, Rob Fenn, paid a courtesy call on Minister Khadka in the course of their participation in the event. On the occasion, Energy Minister Khadka acknowledged the contribution of the UK to Nepal's renewable energy sector through the UK aid. During the program, Minister Khadka cited that the Energy Development Roadmap and Action Plan 2081 has highly prioritized renewable energy, energy sufficiency and the clean energy transformation in its international commitments. Meanwhile, on a separate occasion, Japanese Ambassador to Nepal, Maeda Toru, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka. Various matters related to the energy and irrigation sectors between the two countries were discussed in the meeting held at the Ministry of Energy yesterday. The UN International Mother Language Day is being marked across the world, including in Nepal, today, calling upon the countries to promote the preservation and protection of all languages used by peoples of the world. International Mother Language Day was proclaimed by the General Conference of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, in November 1999. According to the UN, languages are essential to education and sustainable development, serving as the primary means through which knowledge is transferred and cultures are preserved. This day underscores the role of languages in promoting inclusion and achieving sustainable development goals. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has written to the Indian Human Rights Commission requesting to investigate the death of Nepali students Prakriti Lamsal at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, in Odisha, India. Joint spokesperson Shyam Babu Kafle shared that the NHRC demanded an investigation from an Indian rights body on the death of a Nepali student in the KIIT hostel and manhandling and mistreatment of the Nepali students following their demand of a probe into the death. The NHRC urged the Indian rights body to cater justice to the victim and the students mistreated at KIIT, ensure full safety to the students studying there, and hold office bearers to account with fair investigation. The NHRC also said it was collecting information on the incident and status of Nepali students there from the Nepali embassy in India based on the complaint filed at the office. Now, some sports news update. The Nepal women's national football team secured a 1-0 victory over Lebanon last evening in the Four Nations Cup held at Kathmandu-based Dasarath Stadium. Forward Savitra Bhandari scored the winning goal for Nepal. Bhandari's shot deflected off a Lebanese defender in the penalty box and found its way into the goalpost. With the win, Nepal has advanced to the final of the tournament. Earlier, Myanmar defeated Kyrgyzstan 5-0, also securing a spot in the final. Nepal will face Myanmar in the league match on the 23rd of February before meeting them again in the final on February 26. Both teams remain undefeated in the competition. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor has demanded that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky return to negotiations over a critical minerals deal with the U.S. amid a deepening rift between Washington and Kiev. Zelensky had on Wednesday rejected U.S. plans to strike a deal for a share of Ukraine's mineral wealth to repay Washington for wartime aid, saying the U.S. offered no specific security guarantees in the agreement. Ukraine has faced nearly 3 years of an all-out war after Russia launched its full-scale invasion of its neighbor on February 24, 2022. The U.S. had been a strong backer of Ukraine's fight when Joe Biden was still in the White House. But Washington's position has been changing in the first month of the new Trump presidency. Trump recently revealed that he had spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin and directed U.S. officials to begin talks with Russia on ending the war. Officials in the Trump administration have since met with some Russian counterparts in Saudi Arabia, but Ukraine was excluded from those talks. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the western low-pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the provinces today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 7 to 9 degrees Celsius today and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 18 to 20 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Great Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Government decides to table bill made to amend Human Trafficking and Transportation Control Act in Parliament and form high-level task force to implement recommendations of study report on merging, abolishing or transferring different structures of same nature. WHO and UNICEF hand over first shipment of childhood cancer medicines to the government under a global platform initiative. International Mother Language Day being marked today. And U.S. officials demand Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky return to talks over critical minerals deal. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.